Welcome all the gamers to another All the Gaming Quick Thoughts. I am Dale White, the advocate for insanity. And of course, I have thoughts. But, you know, sometimes those thoughts aren't exactly easy to come by. And that's what I'm here to explain today. This is going to be a little bit of a meta Quick Thoughts. It's Quick Thoughts on Quick Thoughts. It's a little strange to say out loud. Seriously, in my mind, it sounded cool. But saying it out loud, it sounds weird. I don't know. Anyway, yes, quick thoughts on quick thoughts, as in the concept of these mini podcasts and what they are exactly. Basically, right now I'm considering kind of restructuring these a little bit. Mostly, up till this point, they've all been about, you know, somewhat gaming news stories that have been somewhat relevant. Some of them haven't been, like, really recent news. There were, like, news stories that I had not been able to cover on the podcast for whatever reason, you know, while kind of on hiatus. But, you know, since we're back doing these now, I've run into a little bit of an issue where I've had a few pretty big gaming news stories come up. And then I have been unable to really come up with thoughts concerning those news stories. So I was thinking, like, how am I going to fix this problem? And basically, I think the solution is just don't worry about necessarily forcing myself to cover gaming news stories. I'll give you an example of one that I was trying to come up with a Quick Thoughts episode on, and I just couldn't quite get my thoughts together on and come up with an episode for. And that was specifically the recent changes to PlayStation Plus, with, you know, how they're basically rolling PlayStation Now, and they're going to have different tiers and all that. I couldn't really give an opinion beyond just, hey, here's what's happening. And just explaining outright exactly, you know, basically just reading a news article right off the page there. And I don't want that to be what this is. I want it to be my own thoughts, my own opinions on things. And I couldn't really come up with any there. And I kept reading articles on it. I watched a bunch of YouTube videos to see if I could formulate my own thoughts. And before long, I was kind of just adopting the opinions of other creators. And then I thought, you know, that wouldn't be really super genuine either, to just give someone else's opinion as my own. Now, I know there have been a couple of these Quick Thoughts episodes where my own opinions have very closely been in line with all of the other content creators out there. I know specifically, like, when I said, you know, I thought that maybe, like, Mario Kart 10 would be, like, the crossover. Apparently a lot of other content creators were saying the same thing, and I didn't even know that. So I feel like that's different when I'm kind of giving the same opinion, just parallel to everybody else, you know, parallel thinking there. Whereas if I get that opinion because I consumed everybody else's content, then I feel like it's less genuine, even though it's kind of, you know, would be the same end result. It feels kind of slimy to me to do it that way, so I'm not going to do it that way. If I can't come up with my own thoughts and opinions on something, I don't want to give you somebody else's, you know? If my own thoughts and opinions happen to also be somebody else's, that's different. So, yeah, I couldn't really get a good Quick Thoughts episode together based on that, even though I tried. Just is what it is. So, yeah, moving forward with Quick Thoughts, I think I'm going to try to do things beyond just gaming new stuff, because there's a lot of gaming stuff that I have thoughts and opinions on that aren't necessarily current news topics. You know, maybe things about certain trends within the game industry, or even some personal stories or things that I liked about specific games that just haven't come up in past episodes of the flagship All the Gaming podcast here on the All the Gaming podcast feed. Which, by the way, you should be listening to every single episode of not just these quick thoughts. And right now, you need to go listen to episode 78, the recent Easter egg episode, because, you know, hey, in that episode, I announced that there's a hidden Easter egg in a past episode of the podcast, and I explained what that Easter egg is, how to look for it, and how you can prove it if you find it, that you can win a prize, either a $20 or $25, you know, gaming storefront gift card. It could be for, you know, PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, Steam, anything along those lines. Well, once a winner has been decided, we can, you know, figure out what they want their prize to be. And it'll either be $20 or $25, depending on what exactly I can get a hold of. I'm going to say the promise is $20. It may end up being $25, but the promise is $20. So that way, if it ends up not being able to be $25 for whatever reason, you know, that the promise is going to be on the lower end, but it will be at least $20. So yeah, that could be a thing, or if you'd prefer, you can also choose to maybe be a guest on a full episode of the All the Gaming Podcast, where you can actually choose the topic. I don't know, I might be setting myself up for something disturbing there. I don't know, but you can do that. Of course, you know, if you pick something really crazy, this is my podcast, I can veto the idea. If I don't like your idea right off, you might have to pitch a couple. Just saying. Anyway, go listen to episode 78 of the podcast. Find out what that Easter egg is. And then go back and find that Easter egg in a past episode of the podcast. Now, what episode is the hidden Easter egg in? I can't tell you. It's not in 78. 78 is just the episode that explains how to find it, because it is the Easter eggs episode where myself, Jermo Blah, and of course Fishy956 all sat down and had an amazing conversation on Easter eggs in video games. So go listen to that episode. Go find that Easter egg, which at this point in time has still not been found. In fact, looking at internal analytics, nobody's even on the right track right now. Seems like there are a few people absolutely looking for it, but they are looking in entirely the wrong direction. So if you are one of those people that is actively looking for it and you're listening to this right now, that might be a hint. Just saying. Heck, keep an eye out, or an ear out, I guess, for future episodes of Quick Thoughts, because I might drop some more hints on where the location of that egg might be. So bear that in mind. But yeah, it still has not been found, so you could be the person to find it. And if you don't think you can find it yourself, go tell somebody that you think might be able to find it. Because at the end of the day, podcasts live and die on word of mouth. Not just this one, but all of your favorite podcasts out there. So if you want to support this show or any other show, tell somebody. Tell a friend. Tell a coworker. Tell your mailman. Just tell somebody about the podcast that you think might enjoy it. And of course, go follow me on Twitter at Insanikit. And of course, go follow the official podcast account for the All the Gaming Podcast at All the Gaming One. You're gonna need to be following that if you wanna be able to prove that you found the Easter egg. Just saying. That is part of the requirement. Well, you don't necessarily, I guess, have to be following it to be able to prove it, but you do need to be able to interact with that account. Just go back and listen to episode 78. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. Those are some thoughts for you to think on, and I'll see you next time.